So how to find peace?
那么我们如何找到平安呢？
Where is peace?
平安在哪里呢？
Well, peace can certainly be found.
的确我们可以找到平安的。
The Lord Jesus himself is the Prince of Peace.
因为主耶稣基督就是和平的君。
And unless and until we have the Prince of Peace in our life, there can be no peace.
除非我们有这位和平的君在我们的生命里，我们就不能够有平安了。
There can be no peace in our life and no peace in this world also.
在我们的生命里，在这个世界上就没有平安了。
And you know, the world that we live in today, that is so full of trouble.
我们活在一个充满着问题的一个世界。
Well, it was the same kind of world Jesus came 2,000 years ago.
2,000 年前耶稣诞生的那个世界也像我们现在的世界一样。
The world to which Jesus came was also politically oppressive as well as economically oppressive.
在当时耶稣诞生的那个世界，无论是在经济上或者在政治上，人们都是受到逼迫的。
And here in verse 1, Luke chapter 2, verse 1,
路加福音第二章第一节,
we read this, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
路加福音第二章第一节说到, 当那些日子, 该撒亚古士都有旨意下来, 叫天下人民都报名上车。
Jesus was born into a very politically oppressive world.
耶稣出生的那个世界呢，是在政治上有许多逼迫的。
In those days, Israel was governed by a foreign power.
在当时候，以色列是被一个被一个异国所管统治的。
It was under the Romans.
他们是被罗马帝国统治的。
At that time, the Caesar was Augustus.
那当时候的凯撒呢，是亚古士都。
Now, Caesar Augustus was not his original or initial name.
亚古士都不是他原本的名字。
The original name of Augustus was Gaius Octavius.
他原本有另外一个名字。
But when he became emperor, he changed his name.
但是当他成为王的时候，他就改了名字。
And called himself Augustus.
然后称自己为亚古士都。
Any Augustus over here?
我们当中有亚古士都吗？
Well, what does the name Augustus mean?
亚古士都这名字是什么意思呢？
It's a very proud name, you know.
是一个很高傲的名字。
Augustus means majestic.
那么亚古士都就是我非常有尊荣的。
I am impressive.
我很令人刮目相看的。
I'm great and grand.
我是非常辉煌的。
Do you like to call yourself like that?
你喜欢这样称呼自己吗？
I think it's better to choose a humble name.
我相信选一个比较谦卑的名字会比较好。
Well, this one is a very proud name.
这是一个很非常高傲的名字。
A very boastful name.
是向人夸口的名字。
And it shows the nature of the man.
告诉我们这个人的本性是怎么样的。
It shows our nature. The sinful man is full of pride.
告诉我们他是一个罪人，他充满了骄傲。
And this world is also a very proud and boastful world.
我们也生活在这个世代，很多人都非常高傲。
The Bible calls this the pride of life.
圣经告诉我们，这个是我们今生的骄傲。
And pride is very, very destructive.
那么骄傲可以摧毁人。
Pride is not only destructive to you, but also to others.
骄傲不只可以毁掉你，也可以毁掉你身边的人。
And that's why we see so much trouble in this world.
所以我们看到为什么这个世界有这么多的问题。
So much pain and suffering.
这么多痛苦，这么多的折磨。
It's because of pride.
就是因为人的骄傲。
We're very proud of ourselves, and we are very boastful against God, and we blaspheme Him.
我们对自己感到非常骄傲，我们喜欢自夸，然后我们就亵渎神。
And so we see this in our world today as well.
所以今天在我们的世界，我们也可以看到这一点。
Just look at world politics.
我们来看看世界的政治。
So full of pride.
充满了骄傲。
And what is the political philosophy of the world today, especially of these very powerful nations?
那么这些强国，他们的政治理念是什么呢？
Well, their philosophy is this, might is right.
他们的理念就是我有强势，我就是对的。
So big fish will eat small fish.
所以大鱼就把小鱼吃掉。
And we who are in Singapore.
我们在新加坡。
What is Singapore?
新加坡是什么呢？
Well, just a tiny red dot.
我们只是一个小小的红点。
We are ikan bilis.
我们是江鱼仔。
Very small fish.
非常小的鱼。
Like guppy.
就好像小小的那些。
So very easy to put us down, slap us left, right, and center.
很容易的，我们就会被操纵，很容易被鄙视。
Easy to be bullied.
我们很容易被欺负。
And these powerful nations, well, if I have the muscle, I'll flex it.
这些强国说，我有这样的强势，那我就要展现出来。
If you are useful to me, I'll use you, but if I don't need you, well, I throw you away.
如果你有利用价值，我就利用你，一利用完了，我就把你撇弃了。
So this is the philosophy of the world today.
这是今天世界他们的理念。
And we also see this not just in the area of world politics, but also in our workplace, in the office, and even in our schools.
我们不只在政治上可以看到这样的理念，甚至在我们的办公室，在学校也一样。
I'm sure you experienced this.
我相信你有经历过。
And even in our schools, our school children suffer such things.
甚至在我们的学校，我们的小朋友也遭受这样的遭遇。
You know, just this morning, I asked one of our church members, this young girl who will be entering into secondary school.
今天早上我刚刚与我一个会友教会的小朋友交谈，他明年就要进中学一年级了。
And I asked her, which secondary school have you been posted to?
我就问她，你将被派去哪一所中学？
She said she got her first choice.
她说她得到她第一选择。
So why do you choose the school?
我说为什么你选这间学校呢？
Oh, I chose this school because, you know, I want to this school is quite safe, no bullies.
他说因为这间学校相当安全，没有校霸。
There were other schools. I said, how about this school and that school? Oh, said there are a lot of bullies over there.
那我就问他，那么其他的这些学校呢？他说不行，那些学校有很多欺负人的。
Well, you who are school teachers, how many of you here are school teachers? Is this true? There's a lot of bullying going on in schools today.
我们当中有多少位是老师吗？这是真的吗？在学校有很多这种校霸的行为呢？
I think so. Even there's such a thing called cyberbullying, right?
我相信是，就算是在网络世界，也有这样的一回事发生。
Well, the proud and boastful man is out there today.
今天这骄傲又夸大的人就是在外面了。
And so today we see this kind of a corruption in the world that is due to pride and power.
我们看到今天这种因为骄傲和权力所造成的腐败。
And that's why there's no peace on earth.
这也是为什么世界上没有平安。
There's no goodwill among men.
在人当中没有这样的喜悦，好的关系。
There's a whole lot of bad will and evil and wickedness.
在人当中呢，就有很多的邪恶。
If I can eat you up, I'll eat you up.
如果能把你吃了，我会这样做。
And today, when you want to talk about peace, how many countries in the world today can say they are at peace, they are peaceful?
今天我们说到和平，有多少个国家可以说现在在国土上我们有和平？
I did some searching.
我做了一些研究的工作。
And according to the global peace index,
根据这个全球的和平的指数。
The GPI, Global Peace Index.
全球的和平指数。
There are 196 countries in the world today.
今天世界上有196个国家。
And out of these nearly 200 countries, how many countries today can say that they have peace or are totally free of conflict?
那么在这差不多200个国家当中，有多少个可以宣称他们有和平，或者在他们里面没有内乱呢？
According to the Global Peace Index, there are only 10 countries like this.
根据这个国际的和平指数呢，只有10个国家可以这样说。
Out of 196, only 10 countries can say there's no war in their country, there's peace.
在196个国家当中，只有10个国家说在他们的国土上有和平，没有战争。
Singapore is not one of them.
新加坡不是当中的一个。
You say, yeah, I mean, we are quite peaceful here, no war, right?
你可能会说我们在这里相当的平安，没有战争。
But then, we are not in a very safe situation.
但是我们的情况并不是很安稳的。
War is around us, very nearby, very close, and we can be easily affected.
在我们周围就有战争发生，我们很容易受到影响的。
You know, just last night,
就在昨晚
Last night we had our Christmas carol service at the RELC.
我们就在那个区语言中心呢，有我们的平安夜的崇拜。
We had our service earlier in the late afternoon.
我们是在午后中午过后的那段时间有我们的崇拜。
So when it ended, it was still early in the night.
那么结束的时候呢，还是相当早的。
A live BP Church.Where FEBC is, they are having their service, you know, at 8 p.m.
那生命堂呢，就是远东神学院所在的地方，他们的崇拜时间是
8点。So after service, I drove back to the college, and the church was having their service.
所以我的教会的崇拜结束，我就开车回去远东神学院。那么，这个生命堂正好有他们的崇拜。
And when I drove back, I couldn't get in.
那么我开车回去的时候，我不能进去。
Because the gates were all shut and locked.
因为大门都紧紧锁着了。
And then, the, of course, later on, when you know they opened the gate for me,
后来他们就把门打开让我进去。
And then the watchman, the car park attendant was very apologetic.
那么看守那个停车场的那个人呢，就充满了歉意。
You say this is a directive from the session.
他说这是那个长执会所发的指示。
And the session, you know, was warned by.The authorities.
因为长执会被政府警告。
Are you having your Christmas service? Better, you know, enhance your security.
政府有告示下来说，既然你有平安夜的崇拜，你要加强你的保安措施。
There are terrorists. There's terrorism.
因为在这国土上有恐怖主义的存在。
And during this time, they are targeting.Christians or churches.
那这时候他们是以教会、以基督徒为目标的。
So please tighten your security.
所以政府就要教会加强他们的保安措施。
So the church cannot be open. The church must is kept shut, locked up.
所以教会的门呢就要锁起来。
There is so much fear.
是有这样多的恐惧。
People are afraid.
人们都非常害怕。
And when we worship with also such.Worries and anxieties.
那么，当我们在崇拜的时候，我们也是带着焦虑的心来这么做。
Danger, terror, is just around the corner.
那么，危险、恐怖就在我们周遭而已。
We are living in such a world.
我们就是生活在这样的一个世界。
Not only a politically oppressive world, but we find our world today is also economically oppressive.
不只是在政治上有许多的逼害，我们发现我们生活的这个世界在经济上也有许多的逼迫。
No political peace, no economic peace.
不管是政治或经济都没有平安。
Well, this was also the world Jesus was born into.
主耶稣基督也诞生在这样的一个世界里。
We find here in Luke 2, verse 2 and 3, it says, And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
我们在路加福音第二章第二到第三节可以看到，这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候头一次行报名上册的事，众人各归各城报名上册。
It was a world that was heavily taxed.
在当时候，在耶稣的时代，人们要缴很重的税。
And of course, it has to do with the Jews, the Israelites.
就是那些犹太人、以色列人需要这样做。
Now under a foreign power,
因为现在他们是被一个异国所占领了。
They must pay tax.
他们就要交税。
And the word tax here, the taxing over here actually is a census or a registration.
这里在第二三节提到呢，他们要报名上册，要做纳税的用途。
But the census or the registration was for a purpose.
这里他们报名上册呢是有一个理由的。
So the translation over here is correct when it talks about taxation and taxing, because the registration was for the purpose of taxing the people.
所以二到三节提到他们要报名上册，知道他们的家里有多少人，是为着纳税的用途的。
The Roman government wants to know how many people there are to tax and who to tax.
这些罗马政府要知道每家每户有多少个人需要交税的。
And as you know, the country that is in power, well, taxing is one way to put the people down or to control them.
作为一个拥有强势的国家，罗马帝国这么做呢，就是要来控制那些犹太人。
And you can be sure that the taxing will be burdensome.
你可以很肯定的，他们所纳的税一定是很重的。
The tax will be high.
他们要交很高的税。
And that's to keep the people poor.
所以这样使到他们是非常贫穷。
They would have enough just to get by, but they cannot amass for themselves.Riches or wealth, lest they become strong and have the means to overthrow, the Roman government.
这些犹太人所拥有的只仅仅够他们的生活，他们是不可能累积很多财富，以防他们变为强势，把这罗马政府推倒了、推翻了。
And so, the world at that time was also economically oppressive.
所以当时候的社会呢，也是在经济上非常大的逼害的。
And today.What is the economy of the world like?
今天全球的经济呢，又是怎么样的呢？
It's something that will affect us.
那会影响到我们的。
Well, we are thankful to the Lord that over here in Singapore, we are still pretty well off compared to other nations.
我们感谢主，在新加坡比起其他国家，我们拥有一定的繁荣。
We do have taxes.
我们还是要交税。
And there's also the COE.
还有要还那个公。那个用车证
which is a killer,
那是一个杀手。
And today also, even although we are economically quite all right, yet, well, the poor will get poorer.
虽然在经济上我们有一定的繁荣，但是贫穷人会更穷的。
Low interest rates in the banks, and then high inflation.
因为我们的通货膨胀非常的高，我们的从存钱的那个利润呢，就非常的低。
The rich will get richer, the poor will get poorer.
这样呢，那些穷有钱的就更富裕，穷的就更贫穷。
And the economy in the world is controlled by whom?
那这全球的经济呢，是由谁控制的呢？
The economy of the world can be manipulated.
这全球的经济是可以被操纵的。
Manipulated by the powerful elite.
是被几个有强势的精英来操纵的。
By the very rich and the very powerful.
他们是非常的有钱，非常的有强势的。
And so you have the stock market.
所以你就有股票。
You have the foreign exchange.
你就有外汇。
These things can be manipulated.
股票和外汇呢，都可以被操纵的。
And I heard from someone a man like.George Soros. You know him?
有人告诉我乔治·索罗这个人，你认识他吗？
Some of you may know his name.
你可能听过他的名字。
He's a multi-billionaire.
他是一个上亿万的富翁。
And then through the foreign exchange, the forex, he can break the Bank of England.
通过他操纵这个外汇呢，他能够使英国的银行崩溃。
And then pocket $1 billion just like this.
他能够收了1000亿元，就在那一个交易当中。
And he gets away with it.
那他也能够很轻松的这么做，没有受到指责。
Where did the money all come from?
那些钱从哪里来的呢？
And in the end, who will suffer?
那到最后谁要受苦呢？
The poor will suffer.
那些贫穷的就要受苦。
That's how the rich today exploit the poor.
今天这些有钱的人就是这样剥削穷人的。
So we are living in such a world.
我们就是生活在这样的一个世界。
A politically and economically dangerous and volatile world.
在政治、在经济上都是危险、动荡不安的。
And so,For many people in the world, they live in a whole lot of fear.
所以在世界上许多人都生活在恐惧当中。
They are very anxious and worried.
他们很焦虑。
They are afraid they may lose their job.
他们害怕失去他们的工作。
And already, one member in my church just told me, Pastor, I've been retrenched.
还有我教会的一个会友已经告诉我了，牧师，我被裁退了。
He has just lost his job.
他刚刚失去他的工作。
He's not a young man.
他不再年轻了。
Already in the middle age,
他已经是中年人。
Find another job may not be so easy.
要找另外一份工作可能没有这么容易。
But I'm thankful that he says, Pastor, I'm not afraid.
但是我很感谢神，他说牧师我不害怕。
I know the Lord will provide for me.
我知道主必会供应我的。
He has no fear.
他没有恐惧。
And why?
为什么呢？
Well, because he has the Lord Jesus in his life.
因为他在生命里有主耶稣基督。
He knows and he has experienced this good news of Christmas.
他知道他也体验过圣诞节这个佳音。
For we are told here, aren't we, that we ought not to fear. Fear not!
因为我们被告知我们不要惧怕。
Verse 10, And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
路加福音第二章十到十一节，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Jesus was born into such a topsy-turvy world.
耶稣诞生的那个世界呢，就是这样的混乱的。
And in a bad news world, here the angel declares good news.
在充满坏消息的这样的一个世界呢，天使就报给他们好消息。
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, God Himself has become man in order to save us from our sins.
这个万王之王、万主之主，这位神呢，他成为人，为了要救赎我们脱离罪。
And to bring peace.
也给我们带来平安。
To show to us God's goodwill and favor.
让我们来够能够体验到神是悦纳我们、喜悦我们的。
So, dear friends, what is your philosophy in life?
所以，亲爱的朋友，你今天对生命的理念是什么呢？
What are your treasures?
你所珍惜的是什么呢？
Where are your treasures?
你把你的财富放在哪里
呢？ What do you live for?
你为什么而过活呢？
What are your hopes and your dreams?
你的理想、你所渴望的是什么呢？
If your hopes and dreams are based on the things of this world, then you are going to be very miserable indeed.
如果你的希望是放在这个世界，你将会感到非常的不开心。
When times are bullish, then you're in a good mood.
因为当时机好的时候呢，你的心情就会非常好。
When times are bearish like now, oh, bad mood.
当形势不好的时候呢，你的心情也低落了。
That's because you're controlled by money.
因为你是被钱财所控制的。
You're controlled by the things and the thinking of this world.
你是被这个世界的理念所控制了。
Our thinking must change.
我们所思想的必须要改变。
Our priorities must change.
我们什么对我们来说是优先的，也需要改变。
Our treasures must not be in this world or in this life, but in the life to come and in heaven.
我们的财富不在这个世界，不在今生，而是在将来，在天国里。
And that's why the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6.
所以为什么主耶稣基督在马太福音第六章。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21.
马太福音第六章第十九到二十一节。
Let us turn to this text, and let us read together these three verses.
我们来看马太福音第六章十九到二十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, 19, 20, and 21. Let us read together. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven,where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
马太福音第六章第十九到二十一节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在那里，你的心也在那里。
The things of this world, money, well, they may come easily, but it can also disappear quite quickly and easily.
这世间的财富，比如金钱呢，我们可以很快拥有，但是它也可以很快的就消失了。
See, those who are very, very wealthy are people who are full of worries.
其实那些真正有钱的，他们是处在忧虑当中的。
They worry about war.
他们担心打仗。
They worry that the financial system can collapse.
他们担心整个金融制度会垮了。
Because when all these things happened, what you have will be reduced to rubble, will be reduced to nothing.
因为当这些事情发生的时候，他们所拥有财富就变化为无有了。
You may be rich today, but you can become a beggar overnight.
今天你可能是非常有钱的，明天你可能就是一个乞丐了。
In fact, war can happen at any moment.
其实战争在任何时候都可以发生的。
Most of the countries in the world today are at war.
今天很多个国家都处在打仗的状态中。
World War III can happen at any moment.
第三世界大战任何时候都可能发生。
And when war happens, your house will be reduced to rubble.
当战争的时候，你的房子呢就变为残垣断瓦了。
And all your money can be reduced to just banana notes, worthless paper.
你所有的金钱呢都变为没有价值的纸钞了。
It's a lot to fear, to be afraid of, if we are living in this world.
如果我们是在活在世界，有许多要恐惧的东西。
And if our treasures, our heart is not in the right place, you are going to be a person full of worries and anxieties and fears.
如果你的心不放在对的地方呢，你将会是一个有很多担忧、有很多害怕的人。
You know, it took two atomic bombs to end World War II.
你知道第二次世界大战会结束是因为两个原子弹。
But then, World War III can also easily erupt.
但是第三世界大战也是很容易爆发的。
You just need one nuclear missile.
你只需要一个导弹。
The firing of one nuclear missile and World War III can happen.
一个导弹的被发射呢，第三世界战争就会发生了。
And all these nuclear weapons are in the hands of whom?
那么谁拥有这些导弹呢？这些核武器呢
？Human beings like you and me，
在像你和我的人类的手中。
I mean, these are all powerful men. They govern powerful nations. They're all these superpowers.
是他们是这世界超级强国那些有强势的人。
And their presidents or their prime ministers all wield that kind of power.
他们是总统或者总理，他们拥有这样的权力。
But they are human beings.
但是他们也是人。
Their feelings,
他们也有感情
emotions like you and I have.
他跟你和我一样都有情感的
Very weak, very fragile, and very volatile.
非常软弱，非常脆弱的
And sometimes when under stress or pressure, you know, they may decide to press the button.
有时在压力的时候，他们可能就决定按那个钮发射那个武器。
And that can easily happen.
这是很容易发生的。
World War III.
第三世界大战。
Can happen at any moment.
任何时候都可能发生。
Why has it not happened?
为什么还没有发生呢？
Because there's still a God in heaven.
因为在天上还有一位神。
And he is sitting on his throne.
他坐在他的宝座上。
He is still in control.
他还掌管世界的一切。
And God is restraining the evil and wickedness that is in this world today.
神今天拦阻了那个恶者，这世界上的败坏。
Or else, this whole world would have been destroyed long ago.
否则这个世界在很久以前已经被毁灭了。
Of course, God has restrain the evil and wickedness in this world to show that he is actually a very, very good God.
当然神拦阻了这些邪恶的事呢，是要彰显给我们知道他是一位良善的神。
Despite all these things, he still gives us time.
即使我们是这样邪恶的，他还是给我们时间。
He still shows common grace, common love for mankind.
他还是给人类他补给的恩典。
Restraining the evil so that we can still live and enjoy some of the things of this world and of this life.
他拦阻那个邪恶，好让我们在这个世界上能够依然享受、享有一些东西。
And all this is to really move us and drive us to seek after him.
这一些呢，就是要感动我们、推动我们来去寻找他。
To know that there's only one living and true God and only one savior in the world.
让我们知道，这世界上只有一位又真又活的神，只有一位救赎主。
That we might repent of our thinking and of our feelings and of our deeds, and then flee to him, run to him.
好，让我们不管是我们所做的、所想的，我们都会来认罪悔改，来归向他。
And so over here, indeed, if we turn to the Lord Jesus, we do not have to be afraid.
所以，如果我们转向主耶稣基督，我们就不需要害怕了。
For in verse 10,It says, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
因为路加福音二章十节告诉我们不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
And all because of this reason, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
不要惧怕的理由就在这里，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
Know the Lord as your Savior.
你要认这位主为你的救主。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
因为神赐下他的独生子，叫一切相信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He has come to save His people from sin.
他到来是要救赎我们，脱离我们的罪。
And not only that, He is here called the Christ.
他这里也被称为主基督。
And Christ means the anointed one.
基督就是那受膏者。
He is our anointed prophet, priest, and king.
他被膏来成为我们的祭司、我们的先知和我们的王。
And as the anointed prophet, priest, and king, he has come to reveal, he has come to reconcile, he has come to rule.
作为一个受膏的那位祭司、那个先知、那位王，他到来是要彰显我们、彰显自己，让我们与神和好。
As the anointed prophet, he had come to reveal the gospel truth.
他作为那受膏的先知呢，他是要来告诉我们这个福音的。
And the gospel truth is this: that Jesus truly was born of a virgin.
福音的真理就是耶稣是由童女而生的。
Lived for 33.5 years in this world.
他在世界上生活了33.5年。
Kept the law perfectly.
他完全地遵守神的律法。
And finally, as the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world, he was crucified.
最后呢，作为上帝的羔羊，除去世人的罪的，他被钉在十字架上。
And he died for you and for me.
他被钉十字架是为了你和为了我。
Shedding his precious blood for the forgiveness of sin.
他留下他的宝血，为了要洗净我们的罪。
And then he was buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead.
他被埋，第三天后他复活了。
We have a living Savior.
我们的救主是活的救主。
He is the way.
他是那道路。
The truth.
那真理。
And the life.
和那生命。
And He has come to be our mediator to reconcile us to God.
他到来要做中保，让我们与神和好。
So as the anointed priest, He's our mediator, intercessor, and He wants to reconcile us to God.
作为这位受膏的祭司呢，他到来呢是要做我们的中保，好让我们与神和好。
So peace on earth.
所以我们在世界上才能够有平安。
How? Well, believe on this Savior.
你如何能够得到平安呢？你就要信这位救主。
And it's all by faith.
是完全通过信心
这么做的。Therefore, being justified by faith, you have peace with God.
我们是被因信称义，我们才能够有平安。
It's not your intelligence that will save you.
你的智慧不能够救赎你的。
It's not your position in the world or in society that will save you.
不是你在这个社会的地位能够救赎你。
It's not your good works that will save.
也不是你所做的好事能够救赎你。
It's not your money.
不是你的财富。
All these things cannot save you.
这一切的一切都不能救赎你。
Only the Lord Jesus can save you, and you must believe on Him. It's by faith and by faith alone.
唯有主耶稣基督能够救赎你，你要信靠他，只能够通过信心这么做。
Make peace with God.
你要与神和好。
Through the Prince of Peace.
通过这位和平的君。
Through this peace child, the Lord Jesus Christ was born into this world for that.Very purpose.
我们要通过主耶稣基督，因为他降生在这个世界，就是要给我们与神之间有和平。
And you will have also peace in your life, in different circumstances and situations when you allow the Lord Jesus to rule in your life as your King, as your Lord.
如果你让耶稣在你生命里做主做王呢，你就能够在生命不同的情况下都能够有平安的。
A lot of bad things happen to our lives because we make bad decisions and we do bad things.
很多时候，很多不好的事情发生在我们生命里，因为我们做出错的决定，或者我们做了一些不好的事。
That's why we need God to rule our lives.
所以我们需要神来掌管我们的生命。
And He's a good God.
他是一位良善的神。
And He has come to right our crooked paths.
他能够纠正我们所走那个弯曲的路。
To make it straight.
使我们走这条路是直的。
So that we'll walk in a straight and narrow way that leads to life.
这样我们走这又直又窄的路，才能够带领我们到永生。
Away from the crooked, the broad way that leads to destruction.
要离开那个大而宽的路，因为那会带来毁灭的。
So, truly, Christmas is such a wonderful event.
的确，圣诞节是这样的一个奇妙的一个日子。
If you know the meaning of Christmas,
如果你知道圣诞节的意义，
you will know the meaning of life.
你就会知道生命的意义了。
You must know the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是你要认识主耶稣基督。
He was born into this world to save you.
他降生在这个世界，为了就是要拯救你。
To give you peace.
给你带来平安。
But you must be born again.
但是你要重生才能够得救。
He must be born in your heart.
他必须在你的心里重生。
Then you will experience the peace that passes all understanding.
然后你就能够体验这神所赐给人出乎意料的平安。
Then you will have no more fear.
那你就没有恐惧了。
You will not be afraid of death.
你不再害怕死亡。
Because death, you know, is just the gateway, the doorway to life eternal, to heaven itself.
因为你知道死亡只不过是你要越过的那道门，给你带来永生。
And although we do experience oppression or persecution, trials and testings, pain and suffering in this life, yet it's only for a short time.
虽然我们知道在生命里我们可能受到逼害、逼迫，我们会受苦，我们会觉得痛苦，但是这只是暂时的。
We have the joy and the peace to persevere on.
我们能够拥有喜乐和平安，然后继续的过活。
Because we look forward to better things.
因为我们仰望那更美好的事。
Things that will last forever.
而这更美好的事是会持续到永远的。
Treasures in heaven.
我们在天上的财富。
And when we know all these things, that's the meaning of Christmas. We know the meaning of life, and we will have peace.
当我们了解到这一切呢，我们就会明白圣诞节的意义，我们就明白生命的意义，因为我们有了平安。
May the Lord bless each one of you with His peace today.
愿神今天赐福你他的平安。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we want to thank Thee for the gospel of peace through the Lord Jesus, who is Prince of Peace.
我们在天上的父，我们要感谢您，为主耶稣基督这位和平的君，我们才能够有这个有平安的福音。
O Lord, grant us no peace until we find our peace with Thee.
主让我们没有平安，直到我们在你里面找到平安。
And for those of us, O Lord, who have believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus, please bless us with the peace that passes all understanding.
主，我们这些已经相信主耶稣基督为救主的，求主你赐下你出乎人意料的平安。
We will also be sharers of this wonderful peace in the Lord Jesus Christ to others by witnessing.
好，让我们也能够为你做见证，把这平安与别人分享。
And we look for the kingdom of God to come.
我们也仰望神的国度的来临。
We look forward to the day when the Prince of Peace will come back for us.
我们仰望有一天这位和平的君为了我们会再到来。
Now we pray you will bless the two who will come forward to confess their faith.
我们也祷告今天你会赐福给那两位要受洗的，他们要承认信心。
Baptism.
他们要来受到水的洗礼。
And may you pour out a special blessing on them.Today.
求主你特别的祝福给他们在今天。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.